Speaking on this program is Curtis Cates.
We are studying Why Do You Teach That the Holy Spirit Operates Only Through the Word. Now, some more than 200 years ago, there were people trying to study their way out of Calvinism. And one of the tenets of Calvinism is that the Holy Spirit works directly upon the heart of the individual, the heart of man. Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit upon the spirit of man directly. And denominationalism teaches that there is an immediate, direct contact, impact, influence, effect of the Holy Spirit in conviction, conversion, and sanctification of men. And the sectarians believe that the Holy Spirit works directly, separate and apart from the written or preached word, in order to convict, convert, and save people from their sins. They continually pray for God to send down the Spirit into their hearts. Now, Brother L.L. Briggs, in your material there, made that statement. And he went on to say that Alexander Campbell rejected this doctrine of the direct and immediate operation of the Holy Spirit, separate and apart from the Word. And he defended and wrote and taught the fact that the Word, the Holy Spirit works only through the Word in conviction, conversion, and sanctification. Now, conviction, conversion is upon the alien sinner, and sanctification upon the child of God. The Calvinistic teaching is that there must be a direct, mysterious intervention and working upon the human heart in order for the human being to respond to God's invitation and be strengthened enough as a child of God in order to go to heaven. And my friends, this position has been refuted soundly by our brethren countless times on the polemic platform. And it is based upon and the root is in hereditary total depravity of Calvinism. And that is that each one of us inherited the sin of Adam. And we inherited that from a mother and our mothers and dads. And, of course, they inherited on back to Adam. Of course, that would make our Lord Jesus Christ a sinner because he was the son of Mary. And they don't know how to deal with that. The Roman Catholic Church has tried at least to be consistent. And so they talk about the Immaculate Conception of Mary, in which she was born without sin and never did sin. And in that way, then, she didn't pass on that to Christ. But you know, when you tell one lie, you have to tell two to cover up for that one. And when you teach one false doctrine, you have to teach a number of other false doctrines in order to defend that particular false doctrine. And back in Alabama, and some of my people way back yonder were hard-shell Baptists. And the hard-shell Baptists are strict Calvinists. And what they taught was that the person who is born into this world has a hard shell around his soul. And in order for that person to respond in any way and even understand the truth, there has to be a direct, miraculous operation upon that person. The Holy Spirit personally, directly, has to penetrate that hard shell before he can begin to understand and respond to the invitation. Now, my friends, that is not what the Bible teaches, as we'll notice. Brother Gus Nichols said that there is now no direct, independent of the Word, operation or revelation for us. Such ideas make the Word of God of none effect. It is to belittle the Word of God and render it ineffective. Now, it is surpassing strange that Mac Deaver, who is the leading fellow today who is trying to push this false doctrine, Calvinism, down the throat of brethren, quotes Brother Nichols. And on one occasion, I was, Brother Rice and I were on an open forum with him and his dad, Brother Roy Deaver. And he mentioned something about Brother Gus, and I'd known he'd been doing it. And I said, "Now, Brother Mac, before this audience at Robertson County and near Birmingham, I said, I was in Brother Gus Nichols' classes for a number of years. And I said, you are not properly representing Brother Gus Nichols. And what you need to do is stop having him say something that he did not say. He did not teach a direct operation of the Holy Spirit. In fact, he taught the very opposite. Now, some among us are now going to this position of the direct operation of the Holy Spirit upon the heart of the saint. Now, the issue is not the mode. Some people would like to say, well, we disagree on the mode. That's not the issue. Now, there are a lot of good brethren who hold that the Holy Spirit literally, personally indwells the saint. Now, I don't understand how that can happen, and I do not hold that position. But I do not feel that that's a matter of fellowship. But the question is, what does the Holy Spirit do to us directly? I believe that the Holy Spirit indwells the way that God and Christ indwell, and that is through faith, through the Word. But the dividing line has come when they have taken the Calvinistic doctrine and position that the Holy Spirit works above and beyond and separate and apart from the Word supernaturally, that is, miraculously, in illuminating and energizing the Word and supernaturally, miraculously strengthening, leading, making decisions for us and giving special insights to us. Brother J. McNutt, longtime teacher in the Memphis School of Preaching, said that it is regrettable that some among us have shown utter disregard for the authority of the, quote, mere word. Now, that's what they ridicule those who believe the Holy Spirit works through the Word, and they talk about the word-only doctrine. Or you believe in the mere word. As if, the Bible is a dead letter until it's energized by the Holy Spirit. And Brother J. McNutt said, this is the road to apostasy. Well, it's exactly right. That's exactly right. Look at Reuble Shelley. What does he teach? A direct operation of the Holy Spirit upon the heart of man. Max Lucado, a direct operation of the Holy Spirit upon the heart of man. And to them, everybody's going to heaven. Whoever breathed, whoever believed in Jehovah God. And some of them would have the Muslims going to heaven. And they don't believe in the God that you and I believe in and the God that's talked about in the Bible. Franklin Kemp warned that the problem comes when brethren no longer agree that the Holy Spirit convicts, leads, directs, and edifies only through the Word. There are some who say, well, you don't have providence if you don't have the Holy Spirit working directly upon the heart of the saint. Well, Brother Nichols answered this false charge very soundly. Quote, the Holy Spirit does not have to operate directly upon the heart to move it. There are many things God providentially does, not miraculously in answering prayers. There is a difference between providence and miracles. He intercedes to God, not within us, and to God for us to intercede is not to work a miracle in us. And that's exactly right. Brother Alan Hires wrote on one occasion when these people were talking about the word-only position, and he pointed out in the Advocate that David Lipscomb smashed this false charge. Ellen Hires said it does not imply, that is, believing that the Holy Spirit does not indwell personally, does not imply a denial of the work of the Holy Spirit. Advocates of the personal indwelling are fond of referring to what they call the word-only position. And boy, they can ridicule those who believe that the Holy Spirit doesn't work separate and apart from the Word of God, but let them do it. There have been better who've ridiculed those who hold to the truth. To speak of the word only or the mere word seems to suggest the spirit has been eliminated altogether. The very phraseology reflects upon the word as being insufficient. In fact, one disciple of MacDeaver held up his Bible one time, and he fired the preacher because he preached the truth. But anyway, he held up the Bible one time, and he said, "This word is no more powerful than the dictionary unless you have a direct operation of the Holy Spirit." David Lipscomb said, "So it is akin to blasphemy to call it the mere word of God." Brother Harris went on to say that these people believe that sinners, alien sinners, are converted only by the word and not by direct operation of the Holy Spirit. I wonder if they consider themselves to believe in word-only conversion. Now, why don't they ridicule themselves if they ridicule those of us who believe that in the Word only, the Holy Spirit working only through the Word, in conviction and conversion and sanctification? Well, we'll have more to say about that a little bit later. But Brother Hire said, if it's not a denial of the work of the Spirit in conversion to insist that He acts through the truth, neither is it a denial of the indwelling of the Spirit to maintain that He works through the Word. And Brother G.K. Wallace said, when we abandon the Bible for so-called divine illumination and inner light, which they do, we will end up shipwrecked. And you know what he added to that? He said, it is later than we think. And I guarantee it's later than we think. Some have joined the Calvinists, according to Brother Guy in Woods. He said he was shocked that there are some brethren taking the position of Ben Bogard, who debated Brother N.B. Hardiman, and arguing that the Holy Spirit works directly rather than taking the position Brother Hardiman took. Brother Franklin Camp says that the teaching of the Holy Spirit working directly and apart from the truth strikes at the very foundation of the authority of the Scriptures. And he talked about how this had been defeated by brethren soundly over 150 years. That is, by the time that he wrote that. Now, why do we teach that the Holy Spirit works only through the Word and not directly? Well, to teach otherwise is Calvinism, as we said. Guy and Wood said that the direct operation of the Holy Spirit is a new, novel, and dangerous doctrine unheard of in the churches of Christ until the last decade or so. And he was alarmed that people were taking up Bogard's doctrine. Brother Franklin Camp charged the Calvinistic teaching of total depravity was the mother of the direct operation of the Holy Spirit. And he said it's going to have to be defeated lock, stock, and barrel, or it will do away with the Bible study in the Church of Christ and will not anymore be recognized as the kind of people that we have been in the past. Brother Camp pointed out that all who believe in the direct operation are taking a miraculous position. They believe in miracles. He said it's either no direct operation of the Holy Spirit or else it's the miraculous, one of the two. And he said you can't have it both ways. When he was refuting this false teacher on the subject, he said, of course, in writing this article, it may be possible that this fellow's teaching is correct because he has a direct operation of the Holy Spirit and I don't. Well, of course, that was completely tongue-in-cheek. Well, let's let the Calvinists speak on this topic. Calvin said the Holy Spirit moves everywhere upon the hearts of men to restrain them from evil and to incite them to good. Our souls must be washed in it, that is the blood, by the secret cleansing of the Holy Spirit. It operates directly upon us. Standard Manual for Baptist Church states that regeneration is effected in a manner above our comprehension by the power of the Holy Spirit in connection with divine truth. You have to have both, they say. Compare that statement now with MacDeaver's averment that the Holy Spirit works in conjunction with the Word. This manual says that it has to be in connection with divine truth. Now, what's the difference? It's the difference between Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And then there is the enabling power of the Holy Spirit, the Calvinist Spirit, Lewis Sperry Chafin says. It includes the enlightenment given to such by which the spiritual man can come to know the Word of God. Only by the direct operation can one understand the Word. It cannot, he says, be received with understanding other than by personal illumination as the Holy Spirit alone can achieve. It depends solely, he says, and exclusively on the presence of God in the heart. The canons of Dort, 3rd and 4th heads, Article 2, reads that God powerfully illuminates their minds by the Holy Spirit. He opens the closed and softens the hardened heart. He actuates and strengthens it. Now, my friends, compare this to what I said Brother Mack had said. And by the way, we were longtime friends. I don't know how many lectureships some of us have been on with MacDeaver. But he's wrong. I love his soul, but he's wrong. Compare this with what he says. The Spirit works in conjunction with the Word. Actually, that's separate and apart from the Word. The Calvinist A.H. Strong, who was in Montgomery for a time, wrote a systematic theology book, says that the Holy Spirit works directly in His Word, in his words, in conjunction with the Word. That is a direct quote, in conjunction with. It's the same terminology as some of these brethren today who are teaching that. He says, over above all influence of the truth, there must be a direct influence of the Holy Spirit upon the heart. Well, I wish we had more time to talk about that. Is that talking about just in conviction and conversion? No. Also in sanctification. I prove that when I quote them. Well, we also reject it because of it is very dangerous in light of the above for people to teach this. I want to quote some of the brethren who've written an image in wineskins. Wineskins is Rubel's paper. Image magazine was a rank liberal paper put out by Alton Howard, V.E. Howard, but Brother V.E. Howard was not in fellowship with his brother Alton, and it is now defunct, but a rank liberal paper. Bob Hendren, we're moving toward an openness in the Holy Spirit. That means teaching Calvinistic doctrine about the Holy Spirit. John Allen Chalk, the Spirit is holy and alive with transcendental and eschatological energy. Jeff Nelson, there is the functioning Holy Spirit in our lives, actualized in the personal presence of the Holy Spirit. Rubel Shelley, the Holy Spirit, however, opens vistas beyond what is possible by human resolve and resources. In other words, the Holy Spirit enables us to do certain things we couldn't do otherwise, just by the influence of the Word. Bill Smith, who's at White Spirit Road in West Monroe, Louisiana, the Holy Spirit dwells in us to give us support in our weaknesses, to infuse something of the divine nature, and to teach us. J.D. Thomas, Satan exercises supernatural power. Surely we can believe the Holy Spirit can do the same. Rubel Shelley and Randall Harris, the gospel does not create worshipers. It requires the power who indwells us. Well, what's that saying about the power of the gospel is the power to save, the truth of God? Well, it negates it. Romans chapter 1, and verse 16. I wish I had time to talk about the Nashville Jubilee Incorporated, now defunct, and that's a great blessing. Let me just give you a quote or two. Here's Steve Flatt, president of David Lipscomb University. The Holy Spirit work is not limited to the Word of God upon the heart of the Christian. The Holy Spirit is regenerating my life. It takes the Holy Spirit to make me different from what I was. I want to make it clear that that's not to say that miracles do not occur today. And that's a direct quote. Notice another one here from Steve Flatt. The Holy Spirit's work is not limited to the Word of God. He leads us, but not exclusively through the words. Errol Lavender, we cannot transform ourselves. That is the work of the Spirit of God. Joe Beam, I'm going to tell you the Holy Spirit speaks to us not just through the Bible, that the Holy Spirit of God will speak to us beyond that. Well, what about closer home? What about in Memphis? There's one Spirit who empowers our ministry and transforms our character. Now, you know what? That's Calvinism. That's Calvinism. That man is fallen humanity oriented to evil through a sinful nature. That's Gary Ely and John Mark Hicks, who's recently moved away and started teaching at Lipscomb. Fits in up there, doesn't he? Cordova Community Church. And I have the publication where this was said it. They said further, however, without the power of the Spirit in their lives, fallen humanity would miserably fail to please God. Fallen humanity. Reminds you of the NIV and the Calvinistic NIV, doesn't it? Fallen nature. Sinful nature. Well, very regretfully, a beloved friend, Brother Mac Deaver, some 8 years ago, moved from stating that one who believes in the direct operation cannot be fellowship, direct quote, 1993, to himself espousing, defending, and promoting that very false doctrine. It is not, interestingly, now a matter of fellowship. Why? Well, he doesn't want to be disfellowship. Now, what does he say? Well, the Holy Spirit strengthens a Christian directly, may directly lead a Christian in a non-informational way, that is, provide wisdom. He said this May 5 through 7, 1997, in an email to Kevin Townsend, and he says it's always in conjunction with the Word. That's another direct quote. That is parallel with, and that is, Calvinism. Also in that email, he said the action is as direct as the Holy Spirit affected inspired men. No wonder he says that we have the same thing that the apostles had, only to a lesser degree. And are as direct as demons. Now you tell me what demon possession was. It was miraculous, wasn't it? As direct as demons affected the spirits of men possessed by them. Evidently, God provided something additional to the Word for faithful brethren to help them to remain faithful. To Brother Garland Elkins, Mac wrote, it is my opinion that in the providence of God we have come to a period of history when the church, when God wants the error taught by the Word only. Now notice that phrase. Advocates corrected. And so he believes that God has raised him up like Esther to lead us ignorant folks out of the wilderness into the bright light of the direct operation of the Holy Spirit. Well, we don't hold that position because the voice of the pioneers and other deceased brethren was opposed to the direct operation of the Holy Spirit. Well, I don't have time to go into that. You can read the statements in the book that we handed out. But here's a list of men who refuted this false doctrine. Alexander Campbell, and there are a lot of others. Barton W. Stone, Moses Lard, J.W. McGarvey, Talbert Fanning, Z.T. Sweeney, David Lipscomb, Jesse L. Sewell, F.G. Allen, Ashley S. Johnson. We could come on up. James A. Harding, L.R. Wilson, J.A. McNutt, F.W. Smith, N.B. Hardiman, Joe S. Warlick, Guy N. Woods, G.K. Wallace, Foy Wallace Jr., Franklin Camp, Rex Turner Sr., Iris Benson, one of my professors, and others. We teach that the Holy Spirit operates only through the Word because that's what the Bible teaches. Only through the Word. Brother E.R. Harper warned that to teach otherwise is to say that the Word of God is a dead letter. It's insufficient. The direct operation view makes this a dead letter. E.R. Harper made it clear that, quote, in conjunction with the Word actually means separate and apart from and distinct, paralleling the Calvinists. He stated, quote, this is the direct, miraculous operation of the Holy Spirit upon the heart of the Christian as well as the alien sinner. This is the position that every man is forced to accept who teaches this old, revived, miraculous operation of the Holy Spirit issue, which he described as transcendentalism and as subjectivism. Then he said, this is denominationalism with a destructive vengeance, which we have all fought all our lives as false, and now it has invaded the Highland Church of Christ out in Abilene. Now, that was years ago, brethren. It's invading several churches today, a good number of churches. Brother Guy N. Wood said, no man of prominence in the Restoration Movement ever taught that the Holy Spirit, apart from the Word and acting independently of it, ever wrought any moral influence on any child of God. Brother E.R. Harper stated again that the direct operation heresy must be stopped in our ranks, quote, or we are soon to be a forgotten people, end quote. Brother J. Noel Meredith, a great friend of a number of us, stated that the direct operation grew out of the Calvinist doctrine of total hereditary depravity and implies depravity. The direct operation also implies irresistible grace. Well, if the Holy Spirit operates miraculously directly upon you, how are you going to resist it? Direct operation denies the all-powerful Word unto salvation, Romans 1:16. Mac Deaver, Glenn Job, Bob Berard, Terry Varner, and others teach that the Word alone is insufficient to enable the child of God to live and go to heaven when this life is over. Well, let's ask what happened on that. If it's unable to help us as Christians with the Word is without a direct operation of the Spirit, how in the world have people been converted to the truth by the Word and only through the Holy Spirit working only through the Word? If the Word can't have the kind of influence on us that it has on the alien sinner out here, there are one of two things that had to happen when a person obeyed the gospel. Number one, the person either had to become depraved when he became a Christian, or else the Word of God loses its power when we become Christians. Now, which is it? Which is it? The Holy Spirit can convert a person, get that person to stop living in adultery, stop drinking, and these kinds of things, and get him to repent so that he can obey the gospel. But it cannot keep Curtis Cates from committing adultery or drinking or this type of thing without a direct operation of the Holy Spirit. Now, what happens to the Word? Does the Spirit's Word all of a sudden become dull and lose its power when I become a child of God? Ephesians 6:17, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Or does it cause me, when I obeyed the gospel, to become depraved? Now let me ask you, what caused me to become depraved? Was it the cleansing blood of Christ that cleansed me of my sins that caused me to become depraved? Was that what it was? Or was it the repentance and humble submission and reformation of life as a person who repents and obeys the gospel? Is that what makes him depraved? Or is it becoming a member of the Lord's family? Is that what makes him depraved? No, sir, it's none of those. Is the gospel God's power except to the child of God? Romans 1:16. Does the word make one complete, furnished completely unto every good work except for the child of God? 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Is the word of God quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword except to the child of God? Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Is it able to build up and give an inheritance to everyone except God's child? Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. Now, if you're going to believe in Deaverism, you're going to have to take one of those two positions. Either the Holy Spirit loses its power, the Word loses its power to influence man when we become Christians, or else you and I become depraved when we become Christians, and therefore we have to have a direct operation of the Holy Spirit. Now, we knew that they weren't going to stop with that. You see, for several years they taught that the Holy Spirit did not work directly upon the heart of the alien sinner in conversion. But they've abandoned that doctrine. They now teach that immediately when a person goes under the surface of the water in baptism, the Holy Spirit immediately, supernaturally works on him and cleans him up. Which is, if I know anything about words at all and logic, that is a direct operation upon the alien sinner. Now, if not, why not? And then in addition to that, and we're not surprised, I wrote that in the Yoke Fella several months ago, that they've gone to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Let me quote Brother Camp again, and then the lesson is yours. If the Holy Spirit operated directly today, it would not be to interpret the Word. For if the sinner can understand the Word without the Holy Spirit interpreting it for him, why could not the Christian? Mac Deaver says that the child of God cannot keep from committing adultery and other fleshly sins without a direct operation of the Holy Spirit. Pray tell me how that the Word of God, without a direct operation of the Holy Spirit, can cause the alien sinner who is a homosexual to come out of his homosexuality. If he is a bank robber, to stop that. If he is living in adultery, to get out of that adultery. How in the world does it have that power to work on the alien sinner, but not on the child of God?